Good morning, everyone. You are listening to The Jennifer Dove Show with me, Jennifer Dove, here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I'm really happy to be here with you this morning. It is another Monday. Welcome to Monday. It is, let's see, August. We're already in August, which is kind of shocking. It's August 5th, 2019. 10 a.m. Pacific, and you can find me here on 1-2 Radio every Monday at the same time. If you're listening live to the show, please know how much I appreciate you being here, and I would really love it. I'd like to invite you over to our chat room, which is really a Facebook group, and so it's really easy. You don't have to have a Facebook account to come in, and it's really easy to get there. All you do is go to 12radio.com, the website, and on the left-hand side, you're going to see a list of titles you can click on. Look for the chat button. Click on chat, and you'll be immediately directed over to the 12 Radio Facebook group. Go to the top. You might have to scroll through a little bit, depending on what's been going on in the group, and you'll see my banner. It just says you're listening to the Jennifer Dove Show. It's pretty simple. And actually, Tom, who does a lot of the graphics here for 1-2 Radio, made a beautiful banner for me, and I'm so grateful to him for that. Anywhere under that banner is where we're going to be talking live. It's one of the perks of 1-2 Radio is we get to have live interaction with each other, which is really fun. And I usually spend part of the second half of my radio show giving live readings. So please come on over and join us if you'd like to experience a reading with me. Let's see. This morning I tried a new thing. I have over in on Facebook, I'm actually going to grab the link for the folks I'm going to try and talk and type at the same time. Over on in the Facebook group, I have a Facebook page called Inner Sanctuary Astrology with Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. And that's where I post stuff about what's going on and astrologically and, you know, how it might be affecting us. This morning, I tried a new thing. I went live on my page to kind of make a teaser for people who may not have popped over to the radio show before to come and join us. So I just put a link, hopefully it's going to work, into the Facebook group so you can go over and see, that silly little video. And I'm not sure that it's working, but that's okay. So moving on. The reason I wanted to tell you about that teaser video is because little by little by little, I am working up to doing a Facebook simulcast with my radio show. Yikes, right? I have done live video before, but I'm calling it live video. I've done live, quote unquote, live video. But it's usually taped. I've done many interviews. I had a interview video summit out last year, which actually you can still sign up for that if you're interested in that. I'm going to share a whole bunch of links with you guys today, just for fun. The summit masterclass series is called Your Creative Fire. And it was a really cool video event where I interviewed, there were 16 people all together, including me. I got interviewed too. I had to be in the hot seat. And we talked about astrology, some of us who are astrologers. We talked about art, the artists. We talked about dance. We talked about how creativity and intuition are a vital part of being human and a vital part to being alive here and having a thriving existence here on planet Earth while we're here. I feel that creativity is truly one of the keys to living a conscious life, expressing ourselves in creative ways. So that link for you is down, it's on the Facebook page. Those of you who are listening, it's at jenniferdove.com/events. And that's a special invitation. That's not a public invitation anymore. What you do is in exchange for your email address, you get to go into this room where all 16 of these videos exist just for you to listen to and enjoy. There's all kinds of really cool people there. So that's my gift to you this morning. And talking about creativity, that is actually something I'm going to move into next here. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm a writer. I'm a published writer. And so many of us here at 1-2 Radio are writers. So many of us have books and, you know, like Katie Weaver has her awesome magazine. And I have a article coming out in that magazine. It's called Luminous. Starting this week, and I'm really excited about that. So I thought I would share with you what's going to be going on in the magazine and my plan for the month of August, which is to talk about self-care and weaving self-care in with creativity and specifically with poetry, because that is my first love. I still remember, I could probably recite it for you. The first poem I ever wrote that I actually shared with anybody. I was 11 years old, and that would make me what, like sixth grade? And I lived in a pretty chaotic household. Without getting into a lot of details, there was some chaos there. And the way that I helped myself, you know, not consciously, but the way that I coped was to read. And then from reading, and I read everything. I mean, from Shakespeare, I was determined to read Shakespeare and understand it at age 11. I don't know. That's just a weird thing about me. I'm like super curious and a big researcher. I read the World Book Encyclopedia set from start to finish. I'm very proud of that. That would be the 1970s, late 70s edition that my parents spent really great money for. And also the Childcraft books. Some of you might remember those. They were really cool. I read everything. And from reading, especially from reading Shakespeare, don't even ask me why I started on that. I think I picked up, I was a collector of little tiny books, and I picked up like these little books that are like 3x3. And I would go with my mom to yard sales on the weekends, and she would scout for whatever she was looking for. And I would look through the books, and I was always looking for little teeny tiny books. And my first Shakespeare book was about 3x3, and it was a copy of Hamlet. So at 11 years old, I'm reciting Hamlet to myself in my room, because that was my, I shared it with my sister at that time, but it was still my safe haven. And that is what led me to begin to write poetry. I just fell in love with language and the way that language can create emotion in the body. It can create sensation and feelings. They're not yours. They are ignited by the language and by the sound of the language. And so I started writing poetry, and my first poem was called Life is Like a Staircase. I was 11. Maybe if I can, I don't want to recite that right now. I don't want to get off on that tangent, but from that time of my life, I have never stopped writing. I had a book published when I was 24 years old by a, it was part of my honors thesis in college, and I was encouraged to submit it to some publishers. And this was back in the day when self-publishing wasn't happening. And I was scared to death, but I did it anyway. And there was a really sweet, small company called Brick House Books that picked it up and printed it and distributed it. And it was in bookstores all around Baltimore back in, I don't even want to tell you the date. I can't remember, late 80s. So, and since then, I'm like, oh, wow. Like, writing, not only does it fulfill me, not only does it ignite me and make me feel more alive, people enjoy it. People are ignited and find, you know, solace in what I might present. And so I began participating in live poetry readings, and learned to really love using my voice to make the poem come to life. This is part of why every show I've done so far has had a poem in it, because, oh man, it's just a truly important part of our life. And so for this month in Luminous Magazine, which comes out usually on a Monday or Tuesday, and when it does come out, I will put the link on my Facebook page. I'll probably put it in a couple places for you guys. And you can subscribe to it as well by going to katie-weaver.com. And so I'm starting this series. I'm so excited about it because it's called The Radiant Poem Project. And for the month of August, we're going to be looking at poems, specific poems each week, and examining the concept of self-care as a way to amplify our experience of being alive in the world. And that sounded a little complicated, but it is not, I promise. I don't want to get into talking about the news today, because I know you all know the news today. And one of the things that I've been hearing so often, and I mean daily, from clients calling me at One to Listen, is what does self-care even mean? And, you know, when the first person that asked me that, I was like, wow, you know, the word now is used so much. Self-care, self-care, self-care. It's almost like it's another thing that we have to do, especially women. No offense to my producer, Scott, or any men who might be listening, especially for women. It's like, oh, just do some self-care and you'll be able to manage everything you're already doing. Plus you'll feel better. And so that just feels like another task. Plus those of us of a certain generation, and I think it's still true for women and women identified folks today, that we've been raised to care for others first. And so truly the idea, the concept of self-care doesn't make any sense. It's like our brains stop and go blank just at the word. And that's something that I want to begin to unwind for us here on the radio and in my column in Luminous Magazine. Because if we don't care for ourselves, if we don't extend the kindness, the gentleness, the awareness, the curiosity that we give to other people in our life, we give to our employers, our kids, our partners, we're not going to thrive. And we're going to, I am very aware right now too, that life is very fragile and very fleeting. And I come back to a quote of Mary Oliver's It's from a poem called Wild Geese, and she says, "Life offers itself to your imagination. So at any moment, there's the invitation to take whatever, you know, I'm about to swear, whatever shit is happening in the world and turn it into something we can, you know, use to further awareness about better ways to solve problems in our culture, in our country. We can share it with, even just sharing it with ourselves, we become aware that we're here. Share it with friends, share it with other people. So we're going to use poetry because that poetry is my thing. If your thing is making art, please take time out of your day to draw. If your thing is cooking, slow it down and take the time to really enjoy and feel pleasure in cooking. Okay, so I've been talking a lot straight for 16 minutes here. What I'm going to do next is read our poem for the day. So I chose this poem. It's called Lost by David Wagoner. And I chose this poem because in moments like what's happened over the weekend in our country, in moments of our own personal, you know, despair or shock, you know, we've lost someone we love. Our relationship isn't working out. Our children are having trouble. We get fired. You know, in moments like that, we feel lost. And this poem offers a way to remind yourself that you are here. That, for me, is the very first step toward caring for the self. Because, I mean, I'm a mom, so I relate to this subject of self-care often through that lens, and not everyone does. But when you're a parent, you're, you know, man, you're doing and doing and doing and doing for others out of joy and love and happiness. And, you know, it's, I mean, being a parent is freaking hilarious. Kids are such amazing gurus. They're such, they arrive here and they just start teaching you shit about yourself you didn't even want to know, right? So the key to first step in a self-care practice is to remind yourself that you are here. So that's the portal for this week. Remind yourself that you are here as you go through your day, as you go through your day, as you get in the car, remind yourself you are in a body. So how can you care for that body as you get into the car or as you're driving? Remind yourself you are here. You're in the car. You're actually driving with a whole bunch of other people. And how can you care for yourself while you're doing that? So for moments when we feel lost or when we've lost touch with who we are, this is the poem for this week. And I just want to say one more thing before I read it. I made a recording for you guys and I put it on YouTube, and it's going to be available through Luminous Magazine when it comes out. And I just think you'll like it because, like I said, I learned that reading poems out loud, not only is the language evocative, but the sound of poems, the sound of the language, it does something to our nervous system. It wakes up ourselves. It reminds us that we're here. All right. So this poem is called Lost by David Wagoner. So wherever you are, close your eyes. Unless you're driving, close your eyes and just listen. Lost. stand still. The trees ahead and bushes beside you are not lost. Wherever you are is called here, and you must treat it as a powerful stranger must ask permission to know it and be known. The forest breathes. Listen. It answers. I have made this place around you. If you leave it, you may come back again saying, here. No two trees are the same to raven. No two branches are the same to wren. If what a tree or a bush does is lost on you, you are surely lost. Stand still. The forest knows where you are. You must let it find you. So that is Lost by David Wagoner. And in this poem, to my interpretation anyway, he's using the metaphor of a forest to illustrate those times in our lives when we feel lost, when we feel like in despair, helpless, overwhelmed, lost, and we can't see our way ahead of us. Maybe we've fallen into one of those four different aspects of trauma, of post-traumatic stress disorder, where we either fight, we fly, we're in flight, we freeze, or we fawn. I don't know if you know those, but in moments like that, when you're lost, you might start to resist feeling lost. You might just get in the car and drive and be like, I'm out of here. See ya. You might freeze and not be able to do anything. Or you might start finding yourself going, oh, don't worry. It'll be okay. You know, to whoever is helping you feel traumatized, whatever situation is triggering you, you might automatically jump to, oh, just get over it. Oh, it'll be fine. When really, this is the time for you to stop and remember that you're here. To stop doing everything and bring your attention to where you are. So these are my three steps. I think I'm actually going to take a break in a couple minutes, and I've talked for a long time, but the first part is to stop. And to begin to notice where you are. Like in the poem, David Wagoner says that the trees, the branches, the bushes around you are not lost. So there are always things in your environment that can help you remember that you're here. It might be that you're sitting in front of your computer, as I am right now. It might be you're in your kitchen chopping vegetables. Wherever you are, you want to notice that. Okay, so we're going to take a little break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to share the next two steps in remembering that you're here, my plan for today. And I hope you'll join me. And then we're going to do a little meditation together and some live readings. So we'll see you in a few minutes. You're listening to The Jennifer Dove Show here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world, and we'll be right back.
This is Christine Demorier, host of The Throughline, and welcome to 1-2 Radio, and more importantly, to the 1-2 Radio family. Sit back, relax, just listen, or jump in and chat. That's why we're here.
We are so happy that you have found 1-2 Radio. If you'd like to join us in the chat room, just head over to 1-2radio.com, click on the chat button, and just like that, you'll be redirected into our Facebook chat room. It's magic.
Can you feel the changes coming? Do you know something different is in front of you? It is coming. You are right. Wonderful things are coming. This is Dr. Lisa from the Dr. Lisa Show on 1-2 Radio and from 1-2 Listen. I'm here to tell you right now that life is unfolding and opening up before you. And if you need help figuring out the next steps and that path and that journey and believing in yourself, then please give me a call. I'd love to chat with you. I know that together we can build the life you want.
You're listening to 1-2Radio.com, conscious talk radio with over 25 shows to make you think, laugh, cry, or maybe just to remind you that you're not alone. 1-2Radio.com, we're sure glad you found us.
Hi, this is Erin Muir, and you're listening to 1-2Radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to The Jennifer Dove Show with me, Jennifer Dove, here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And if you haven't already, come on over to our Facebook chat group by going to 1-2radio.com and clicking on the chat button that's on the left side of your page. If you've never been in the Facebook chat group, it's super easy. And my awesome producer Scott will let you in right away so you can join us in the conversation, because we have some live one-on-one readings coming up, or 1-2-1 I should say, readings coming up in a little bit. I wanted to take us into some meditation because I love to do that too during our shows, our time together. So I hope you got yourself a cup of tea, a glass of water. I know it's really hot out in a lot of our country today. Scott and I were just talking about it, and it's it has been quite a summer, and we're not done yet. And I swear, every summer we're always talking about how hot it is. Pretty soon winter will come and we'll be talking about how cold it is. So now that you have your yummy tea or your snack, I just want to come back real quick to the poem that we were reading, that I read, and we got to the first step. So the portal this week is, remind yourself that you are here. Remind yourself that you are in a body, in a place, in space. You are here. The second step is to begin to pay attention to your breath. And if you know me, you know I'm like a meditation geek, and I say the same thing every week in my show, but we're going to do it again. To begin, step two, pay attention to your breath. So you know where you are now. And let's go ahead and do this together. I'm going to do it with you. We're going to meditate. You can close your eyes. You can also leave your eyes open. Meditation is actually not that big of a deal, and I really want to stress that. It is so much easier than some people would have you believe or make it out to be. And it's actually something that we do naturally. Whenever we need a break, we tend to shift into, we call it zoning out. That's actually a meditative type of state. So wherever you are, close your eyes or leave them open and just begin to notice your breath without changing the rhythm of your breath just yet. We're just noticing it. There is a saying, I think Sharon Salzberg said it first, if you can breathe, you can meditate. Because it really is just about paying attention to your breath. Because by giving your mind a place to go, you will immediately start to calm down. I swear. You will immediately start to soften. So as your attention stays on your breath, begin to very gently lengthen your inhalation and lengthen your exhalation, just to the point of comfort. You might find yourself sighing or yawning at this point. And each time you exhale, we're inviting the body to relax. And by relax, I mean let yourself get heavy in whatever shape you're making right now with your body, whether you're curled up on the couch, sitting in a chair, at your desk, wherever you are. You're coming into your body, inhabiting it in a greater, more expansive way, and letting the shape that you're in, the shape of your body get heavy. And now you're meditating. And let's just stay here for a few breaths. One of the things I used to teach my meditation students is to practice in a loud environment. To practice bringing your attention and your awareness to your breath in a chaotic environment. Because if you could do it there, then there's no more excuses. You can meditate anywhere, at any time, even during a conversation. And if you would like to go further into meditation, I put one little guided meditation video up on my YouTube channel, which is, I'll put a link to that actually, because I think I want to make sure I'm going to give you the right name of the channel. Somehow I ended up with, it's just Jennifer Dove. And there is a video there if you'd like to go further into meditation. But for right now, open your eyes. And step three of reminding yourself that you are here is to name what you're a part of. Name the part, name the forest that you're a part of, getting back to the poem that we read earlier. Name the forest that you're a part of. You might be at work. That's your forest for right now. You might be out walking your dog. That's your forest. You might be at school. You might be cleaning your house. That's your forest right now. Name what you are a part of and begin to expand your awareness to see from that meditative place that there is a force greater than you holding you here on the planet. And you can call that whatever you like. You can call that the divine beloved. You can call that the beloved, like Rumi does, or Hafez. You can call that gravity, even, or higher power, or God, that the name doesn't really matter. It's about reminding yourself you are here and there is a force greater than you that is supporting you right now, no matter what's going on, no matter the feeling of being lost. And that is faith, in my opinion and experience. That is the place where you can rest. That's the home within you. And from there, you can remind yourself you are never, ever alone. So we walked through the portal this morning of reminding ourselves that we are here. And we went through three steps. We noticed where we are. We paid attention to our breath. And we named the bigger environment that we're a part of and what's holding us all here. And by doing those three steps, I would really love to hear back from you guys this week if you find that helpful in managing your emotion or your experiences around anything that's going on in your life, be it, you know, an article on CNN, TV, what happened to your child at school today, anything. Let me know. I want to stay in communication with you guys. And you can always find me over on 12listen.com. I am there. I'm going to put a link up for that. I am there most days I'm available for a chat conversation, which is really fun. It's just like a text conversation. Or you can call me on the phone. And I'm here to support you. It really is part of the purpose of my life. It's to be here for you. And speaking of being here for you, now that I have you guys in, hopefully, a calmer, more relaxed state, I'm going to refresh our Facebook group page. And I just want to take a minute to say hi to everyone who's joined me here. Hey, Susie. So good to see you. Hi, Laura. Hey, Raven. Raven is one of our 1-2 Radio hosts. Hi, Amber. Coeli's here. Carol, Beth, Danny, Sandy, Catherine. It's so good to see you guys. I love it when you show up. Maureen is here. I think I said Dr. Elisa. Hi, Dr. Elisa. She's here. Her show is always before mine, you guys, on 1-2 Radio. It starts at 9 a.m. Pacific, and she's always presenting some really interesting stuff. She and I have resonance around sensuality and living an embodied life. So I really enjoy listening to her show. I see Mary is here and Handy is here. And I'm just going to start some readings. Okay. And anybody who would like to have a live reading, if you're listening now, come on over and put your question into the chat room and I will answer you to the best of my ability. Good morning. Good morning, Maureen. Hey, Sandy. Okay, Sandy is asking about finding a new job and experiencing more abundance in her work life. So let me just feel into that for you, Sandy. You know, hon, the first thing that comes to mind, and excuse me for calling you hon, I'm living in Maryland right now, and I'm living in an area where, I mean, you might have heard of the Baltimore Huns, right? You can Google that. There's a contest each summer, or John Waters. John Waters made all his films here in Baltimore, and I found that since I moved back here, I'm falling right back into calling everybody hun, and not people that aren't from here may find that offensive. So I don't mean to offend anybody. It's just like, it's like a term of endearment. Okay, so Sandy, back to your reading. The first thing that comes up for me is, for you, the first thing that comes to me for you is to look around your environment. I want to say, I want to ask you, do you know about feng shui and the bagua? And we could do a whole show on that. But to set up your environment so that your apartment or wherever you're living right now, so that there is space for the new thing that you're looking for to arrive. And I mentioned feng shui because go ahead and Google that. I don't want to get into too much about that right now, but it's a really good time for you, Sandy, as you're asking the universe for something more and something better to create a space for that to show up. And we do that by releasing stuff we don't need anymore. And I've gotten really good at this because I just moved for the second time in 2 years. And each time I'm just shocked at the stuff that I have accumulated, and it becomes easier and easier to say, thank you so much for being in my life, and I set you on your way. And it's also easier to not buy things. If you could just feel lighter. This is what I'm feeling for you, Sandy. If you're able to create space in your home environment, you're going to feel lighter, you're going to feel more excited, and you're going to create a space for what you want to flow right in, right through the front door. I hope that helps you this morning. Okay, let me just refresh the page here real quick. Beth is asking for a reading. Good morning, Beth. So great to have you here. And I believe you are interested in a general reading. So let me just, a message from Spirit. I'm feeling like this, I'm sensing this very bright, sparkly energy that it's like right in the next room from where you are now. I don't know if that makes sense to you. It's like you're right on the edge of a precipice of a really awesome thing arriving, positive changes. And to get to that, it's not like you're going to have to get to that. It's coming to you is what I'm getting as I said that. You want to do that by getting into reminding yourself how connected you are to spirit yourself, to your source, that you yourself are a channel for divine energy and love and light, and that whatever is coming, positive life changes, is I see words for people, and that's what I'm seeing for you. By embodying the energy of, oh, I'm so connected to God, I'm so connected to whatever you want to call your source, your spirit, by embodying that energy, you bring it here now. I hope that's helpful to you. Beth, thank you so much for asking. And I'm aware of the time. So I'm going to go to Mary. Mary, you know what? Do you have an art practice that's showing up bright and clear for you this morning? That there's something about anxiety or fear or worry that's hanging around that can be softened by making by some self-expression of some kind. It could be you go outside and, I don't know, make some noise, bang some pots together. But I have a feeling, I have a sense of you actually making something. I'd love to hear if that resonates with you, because it's an interesting, it's just interesting. I'm seeing you making something, and by expressing yourself creatively, you're going to get into a space where you feel more in alignment with your authentic self. And that's your message, Mary. All right. Let's see. For Handy, thank you for asking. Thank you, everybody, for coming in and asking. It's such a joy for me. I can't even tell you. I love doing this for people. I love offering readings to people. Handy. What's coming up for me, for you and your home, is all about trust. I do not see more delays for you. I know there have been some experiences that are making it hard for you to trust in this moment. That's what's coming up. Trust and forgiving what's just happened. I think there's something that happened recently. It's about forgiving what just happened and trusting that all is well and everything that's happening is the exact right thing, even if it feels like chaos and even if it feels like it makes you more unsure. Keep trusting. Play some music too. I'm getting music for you. And I mean, this is my song. I'm just going to share it. The song I use when I'm having trouble finding my faith is called it's called The Mystery. The Mystery by Van Morrison. But you can check out that song. But I'm hearing play some music in your home that helps you feel more like you can trust this process that you guys are in right now. Okay. And that's for you, dear. Susie. Good morning. Good afternoon if you're on the East Coast. This is your birthday month. What I'm seeing for you, and I happen to know that Susie is a photographer, what I'm seeing for you is to be aware of all the signs as they show up to deliver messages to you. And I'm talking about numbers, license plates, clocks, you know, the time on a clock. You might see an image pop up on social media that resonates with you. And I see you taking photographs of all this stuff and sharing it. Yes, I feel like that is going to bring some ease for you, Susie, is to by looking for these signs, looking for the angel numbers, if you want to call it that, the text message that comes out of the blue, or the, you know, a license plate that pops up, or the shape you see in a tree. By looking for those things, it's a way of reminding yourself that everything is okay. Everything is okay. Everything is unfolding the way it's supposed to. So you have to share some photographs with us. And you also, I want to say, you don't have to take pictures, but I see you doing it. I hope that helps you. Hi, Giselle. I'm hoping I'm saying your name right. Please forgive me if I'm not. I'm going to do your reading now. Okay, first month of working on your own. You know what comes up for you is to begin each day with a self-love practice. There's that word again. Self-love, self-care. What the heck does it mean? Begin each day with something that helps you remember that you're here. You are on purpose. You're going to try this. You want to remind yourself how curious you are about this, what this month is going to be like. To start with that generative energy, you know, and to come back to that energy anytime fear pops up, because I have a feeling that maybe some fears coming up about what could happen, what might happen. Those are the parts of ourselves. You want to gather them in and remind those parts of yourself, you've got this covered. And wow, I wonder what's going to happen this month. I wonder what it's going to be like. And to do something you find loving, which is, you know, to buy yourself some flowers, taking extra time to brush your teeth, simple things like that. That sounds so silly. But we're going to get into that further each week. But reminding yourself that what you're doing right now is on your path. It's meant to be, and to enjoy it moment by moment. I hope that helps, Giselle. Thank you so much for asking and for showing up this morning. I think I've got time. I'm looking at the clock. Time is ticking down as it does. Okay, Scott just told me I have 1 minute left. And I think we're going to stop here. But I'll tell you what, I will come back around to the Facebook group. And I'll wait until after all the shows are done today, the live shows, because it's really just good practice not to interrupt someone else's live show by commenting on my Facebook feed here. So I'm going to come back today and I'm going to do readings for the rest of you lovely people. Thank you so much again for coming. You've been listening to The Jennifer Dove Show here with me, Jennifer Dove, here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And I hope you have a wonderful week, remembering to take really good care of yourself. All right, we'll see you next Monday.